It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A recent executive order from President Trump targeting mail-in balloting is being challenged in court by a number of states, including Colorado. Matt Crane is head of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
I see it as executive branch overreach. So the Constitution gives some power to regulate elections to Congress. It gives no power to the executive branch. And so had this gone through Congress, then we would look to engage on it in a different way. But because this is coming from the executive branch, we expect those lawsuits to be successful.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said the executive order unlawfully interferes with states' mail voting programs and threatens the right to vote for millions of Colorado voters. A proposed data center in Colorado Springs got an earful from residents who live nearby. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The company Raiden, that builds data centers for AI clients, is asking the city to approve a project aimed at retrofitting an old computer chip manufacturing plant into a data center. The meeting for the project was packed and highly contentious. Residents were concerned about who would actually occupy the building, something co-owner Josh Green couldn't answer.
We make the power, we make the cooling, we make the space, the security. We're infrastructure people. Our customers are the ones that come in and install the computers. I can tell you the verticals, I can't tell you names. Those are NDA protections.
Residents also had concerns over water usage, potential increases to their utility bills, and noise levels. The city is still reviewing Raiden's request. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Devoted fans of the Dark Horse Bar in Boulder now have an opportunity to snatch up a piece of memorabilia. From vintage signs to taxidermy, the bar has placed much of its contents on an online auction site. According to the bar's Instagram post, profits are going to staff as severance. Roller auction closes bidding April 14th. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.